What if your emotions weren't just abstract feelings, but actual physical molecules flowing through your bloodstream? In 1972, a young scientist named Candace Pert made this revolutionary discovery while working late in her Johns Hopkins lab. Against her supervisor's orders, she conducted an unauthorized experiment that revealed opiate receptors in the brain. Tiny molecular structures that respond to both external drugs like morphine and the body's own natural chemicals. This breakthrough, later called one of the most significant scientific discoveries of the 20th century, shattered the long-held belief that mind and body operate separately. Instead, Pert's work revealed an intricate biochemical network where emotions manifest as actual molecules traveling throughout our bodies, connecting our thoughts, feelings, and physical health in ways science is still unraveling today. In the early 1970s, scientists viewed the brain primarily as an electrical communication system, a complex neural network. But a crucial dimension was missing. As a doctoral candidate, I was fascinated by how drugs like morphine worked in the brain. Theory suggested these substances bound to specific receptors, but no one had proven they existed. After experiencing morphine's effects firsthand, I became captivated by how tiny molecules could alter both pain and emotion. One night, I secretly obtained naloxone, an opiate antagonist, had it radioactively labeled, and conducted an experiment. The results were stunning, clear evidence of specific binding sites for opiates throughout the brain. These weren't random attachments, but precise molecular docking stations for the body's natural pain-relieving chemicals. Within 3 years, researchers identified endorphins, the brain's natural opiates. We realized the brain wasn't just an electrical system, but also a chemical one. Every person possessed identical mechanisms for creating bliss, the biological basis for altered states humans had sought for millennia. What exactly are these molecules of emotion? The key players are peptides and their receptors, the keys and locks of cellular communication that create our emotional experience. Peptides are tiny protein fragments that function as powerful messengers. Scientists have identified about 95 different peptides, from insulin regulating blood sugar to endorphins blocking pain and creating pleasure. Their partners, receptors, float on cell surfaces with roots extending inside. When binding occurs, the receptor changes shape, triggering biochemical events that alter everything from metabolism to mood. What makes this system revolutionary is its reach. These peptides and receptors exist throughout the entire body, in the immune system, digestive tract, endocrine glands, and skin. Emotions originate and reverberate throughout our entire physical being, not just the brain. Immune cells both receive signals from peptides and produce these mood-controlling chemicals themselves, creating bi-directional communication between brain and body. This psychosomatic network runs every system in our body, a body-mind intelligence that could maintain health if we preserved its balance. Western medicine traditionally separated mind and body, but peptide discoveries challenge this view. The body isn't merely carrying the brain, it's integral to our emotional and cognitive experience. Your gut contains neurons equivalent to your spinal cord, with identical receptors to those in your brain. This explains why gut feelings represent actual biochemical processes. Emotions affect gut function, while digestive processes influence emotional states. The immune system forms another vital connection. Unlike stationary brain cells, immune cells travel throughout the body following peptide signals, responding to the same emotional cues that affect our moods. This integrated network operates through constant information exchange as peptides bind across systems. The mind exists not just in the brain, but in this information flow, coordinating bodily systems both consciously and unconsciously. This biochemical system is evolutionarily ancient. Even single-celled organisms produce many human peptides with identical receptors, demonstrating these information molecules as life's fundamental communication system. The body-mind network scientifically validates what traditional healing systems have long known: emotions directly impact physical health. When emotions flow freely through this network, health flourishes. When blocked, illness often follows. Research reveals cancer patients who suppress emotions recover up to 40% slower than expressive ones. Since we all have tiny cancerous tumors normally destroyed by natural killer cells, emotional blockages may disrupt peptide flow, directing immune cells, potentially allowing cancer to develop. The peptide receptor system explains why heart attacks peak during emotional stress periods, like Monday mornings. Immune cells release peptides affecting arterial plaque and inflammation, creating a direct link between emotions and cardiovascular health. Viruses use the same receptors as neuropeptides to enter cells, suggesting emotional states might determine infection susceptibility, possibly explaining why people rarely get sick before pleasant events. Depression clearly illustrates this connection. Research links childhood trauma to adult depression through the hypothalamic-pituitary-adrenal axis. Depressed individuals show 15 to 20% higher cortisol levels due to disrupted feedback loops. Early neglect can create this pattern, but therapeutic touch can reduce depression symptoms by up to 50% by breaking these biochemical cycles. The body-mind network shapes our perception through sophisticated filtering. Our brains process 11 million bits of sensory information per second, yet we consciously register only about 40 bits, with emotions determining what receives attention. Neuropeptide receptors concentrate at nodal points where sensory information enters the nervous system, acting as molecular gatekeepers. Their effectiveness varies based on quantity, sensitivity, emotional history, biochemical state, and nutrition. This reveals a fundamental truth: objective reality doesn't exist. Each person's perception filters through their unique network of peptide receptor-rich sensory stations with distinct emotional signatures. Two people experiencing the same event may perceive it entirely differently based on their emotional states. Memory works through similar mechanisms. Research on state-dependent learning shows we perform best when our current biochemical state matches our learning state, explaining why recalling happy memories during depression is difficult, or why trauma survivors remember details when emotionally triggered. Receptor systems plasticity offers transformational potential, as they can modify sensitivity and distribution patterns. While most body-mind processes happen unconsciously, visualization and meditation can help direct these changes, demonstrating our capacity to shape biological reality. Understanding emotional molecules provides practical tools for healthier living. Traditional approaches focus on physical health while neglecting emotional self-care, a limitation of the material-focused paradigm. Emotions are essential for accessing our body-mind's healing wisdom. We must acknowledge all feelings, anger, grief, fear, as vital for survival, not negative. Denying emotions creates toxicity. Expressing them allows natural release. The goal is maintaining information flow and natural balance. To harmonize with your emotional chemistry, 1. Become conscious of your mental, emotional, and physical experiences. Listen to conversations happening at autonomic levels. 2. Access your psychosomatic network through your frontal cortex. Release emotional blockages through counseling, touch therapies, or meditation. 3. Tap into your dreams. They offer direct messages about your physiological and emotional state. 4. Connect with your body through movement or touch therapies. 5. Practice meditation to release emotions stuck in disruptive patterns. The molecules of emotion reveal a profound truth. We are feeling beings who occasionally think, not thinking beings who occasionally feel. By keeping molecular messengers flowing freely, we achieve both physical health and emotional wholeness.